This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. A big win for the city of Monroe as Mayor Ellis in the city of Monroe announced yesterday that Amazon is planning to open a 56,000 square foot distribution facility at the intersection of Luffy Drive and the I-20 North Frontage Road. That's just east of Louisiana Delta Community College. They say the plans are in the early stages, and construction is slated to begin in the coming weeks. It's a last-mile facility, and Jessica Bro with Amazon says it will help us better serve customers in Monroe and Northeast Louisiana. Mayor Ellis says we're excited to see this development for Monroe. The job opportunities and growth partnership will change outcomes for local families. The number of jobs has not been announced yet, but they did say the jobs would range typically between $17 and $28 an hour. A JMC Analytics poll indicates that 56% of voters are not interested in changing how primary elections are held in Louisiana. In next week's special redistricting session, Governor Landry wants lawmakers to also debate the possibility of changing from the current jungle primary system to a closed party primary. Pollster John Cuvion.
The numbers were not vastly different depending on if the respondent was a Democrat or Republican or a white or black. In other words, there's a general consensus in favor of open primaries.
And despite overwhelming public opinion in favor of the current process, Landry's in favor of the state having separate party primaries and runoffs. Cuvion says those elections would only be open to voters who are registered with that political party.
Nearly 30% of voters in Louisiana, or 820,000 people, are not affiliated with one of the major parties, and they would basically be disenfranchised.
As for why Landry's calling for change, Cuvion believes it's an issue of party purity.
If you have the denominator become the 38% who are Democrats or the 34% who are Republicans deciding on their party's nominee, then you would not have people from the other party or independents weighing anymore.
The survey included 650 likely voters. 65% say they are in favor of the current way we do things with a jungle primary in Louisiana. Mississippi's new governor took office yesterday. He was sworn in. Governor Tate Reeves, the 49-year-old Republican, said he used the theme Mississippi Forever. He wants to curb the trend of young people leaving the state to pursue careers in other states. Republicans have held the Mississippi governorship for the last 20 years. And some bad news for the Jackson area as the Mississippi Braves say they're moving on. This will be their final season in Pearl, Mississippi, just outside of Jackson. The AA affiliate of the Atlanta Braves is relocating to Columbus, Georgia. I'm Corey Crow.